Okay, so Chevra, what we have to cover today relates a little bit more to the dinim of aninos, but the question is, what's the relationship between aninos and avelos? And that's really the question that we're trying to address. And this issue is famously discussed in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Hey, and it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam tells me in Hilchos Avelos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Zok the Rambam, that the dinim of Avelos apply after the Kavura. And Aninos does not have the dinim of Avelos. Zok the Rambam, when David HaMelech was told by the Navi that his child would die, so David HaMelech was like all sad and distraught before the Misa. And once the baby dies, the Psukim write that David HaMelech gets up and he washes himself, etc. Now, how can he get up and wash himself? Right? Washing is one of the Isurei Avelos. Elamai, says the Rambam, that the Isurei Avelos do not begin. This is the Pashtos in the Rambam. Isurei Avelos do not begin b'sha'as Misa. Rather, the Isurei Avelos begin at the Zman of Kavura. And what we call Aninos is in Gans and Andrash is totally different than the Dinim of Avelos. That's the Shita of the Rambam. The Ramban jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. And the Ramban says it can't be that the dinim of Avelos don't apply b'shas Misa, because, and you look at the Ramban on page Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet, and then later on in page Reshut Beis, Zok the Ramban, the dinim of Avelos are because you're sad. When are you sadder? You're sadder right after Shas Misa. And it's not just a metzias like that. It's a pasuk. The pasuk writes v'acharisa kiyomer. The pasuk writes that it's like a sad and bitter day, etc. That means right after the misa, you're mamish very sad. So much so that the Ramban is bothered by Akasha, that if avelos is because of that feeling of sadness, how can we say that Suffolk Avelos is Lahakel? Right? Lamaisa, you're still sad. Right? The Ramban is focused on the sadness that emerges. So Ramban says, well, you know what? In his opinion, it's not such a problem because the Ramban is saying that although sadness should set in, but a person is not really sad, Mahma Suffolk. That's the way the Ramban writes it. By suffix, you're not fully sad. It's like an interesting psychological point. Whether it's correct or not, I think, is worth thinking about. But for the Ramban, the dinim are because of sadness. There's more sadness, b'sha'as miso, than there is later on. So the dinim of avelos have to set in b'sha'as aninos. What this means effectively is that the Rambam and the Ramban, again, and this is the Pashtos in the Rambam, we'll kind of throw some wrinkles in as we move on, but the Pashtos in the Rambam is that there is no such thing as avelos b'shas aninos. Just like the Gemara has kri'o l'chud and avelos l'chud, it's ki'ilu we say aninos l'chud and avelos l'chud. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Ramban writes that no. The Ramban writes that fundamentally the dinim of Avelos apply b'sha'as misa. Now we know that there are certain things that are permitted for an onein. But among the isurim of Avelos, you have, let's say, ne'ilas hasandal. You have kfiyas hamita. You have atifas harosh. These things are mutter for an onein, according to the Ramban. How come it's mutter for an onein? Lemais of the dinim of avelos set in b'sha'as misa. How could it be that you're mutter in ne'ilas hasandal, etc.? So the Ramban himself asks the Kasha, and the Ramban answers that the reason why there's Ne'ilas HaSando is because you're supposed to be Osek B'Tzarchei HaMeis. You have to run around here, there, and yonder. So Memela, you have to wear shoes to be able to run here, there, and yonder, to be able to be Osek B'Tzarchei HaMeis. That's what the Ramban says. Based on this, Rav Shechter holds that Bizmanenu, that we have non-leather shoes, you have sneakers, and you can run here, there, and yonder in your sneakers the same as you can in your shoes. If anything, let's be honest, you could probably run better in your sneakers than you can in your shoes, right? So it should be that the Onain also should be usher in Ne'ilas HaSandal in regular leather shoes, because the only heter to wear leather shoes, according to the Ramban, is to be Isaac B'Tzarchei HaMeis. Let me just finish the point for a second. The Ramban probably holds that by Kfiyas HaMita and Atifas HaRosh, the same is true. We don't really do Kfiyas HaMita and Atifas HaRosh anymore. We'll talk about that later. The idea of Kfiyas HaMita is that you turn your bed over. And when you sleep, it's uncomfortable to sleep, no? The Onain has to be Osek B'Tzarchei HaMeis. If you don't get a good night's sleep, I don't know if this has ever happened to you in life, but when you don't get a good night's sleep, you don't function well, right? So the Ramban says, listen, there's no din of Kfiyas Hamita because, Zok the Ramban, because you have to be Osek B'Tzarchei HaMeis. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. Atifas HaRosh also, presumably you can't run around like when you have a talus or a ber cup. Like it's going to be really hard to run around. So therefore, in order to run around to be Isaac B'Tzarchei HaMeis, the Ramban tells me, that's why we permit Ne'ilas HaSandal, Kfiyas HaMita, Atifas HaRosh, etc. This is the Ramban on page 73. Hi, Eitan.
How does Ramban understand the Pasuk by Davar?
Oh, how does Ramban understand the Pasuk by David HaMelech? Good kasha. Right, how come David HaMelech, right after the baby died, he washed himself? So the Ramban says different things in different places. One mahalach of the Ramban is that's a special din by a melech, right? Just like the Gemara in Mishnah, the Mishnah in Yoma writes that a melech mishum kvodo is allowed to wash, let's say, on Yom HaKippurim, etc. Zok the Ramban, hu hadin, that you're allowed to, as a melech, you're allowed to wash yourself. That's not a kasha for the Ramban. Nosach al kach, it could be that the Ramban is holding that when the baby died, igloi nosol mafreya, there was some sort of nefel, and memela, there was no dinim of Avelos, etc. Kolzman, the baby's alive, right? He's mispalot the Ribbono Shel Olam that it shouldn't be. But once the baby died, Lamaisa, he recognized that it is not correct. The Ramban has another reason to answer the Kasha from David HaMelech. And the Ramban writes, also on page Ayin Gimel, that there's a din of Rechitza as Tainug, which is really the Isser by Avelos. And then there's the din of Rechitza just to Lahavir HaZeya, Lahavir HaTzaya, etc. Like you're all yucky. That's not really the Isser of Rechitza. And it could be that's why David HaMelech washed himself, because he had been crying for so long, etc. He was all yucky, so that's why he washed himself. These are the reasons that the Ramban presents. But the Pashtus is, there's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ramban, and one could argue in Lamedus, although I haven't really developed this thought in my mind, that the Ramban's taina, why aninos has to be a zman of avelos, is because you feel really bad. Acharisa kiyomar, and ken netzayin, it can't be that there's no din of avelos after the misa, right after the misa, and the din of avelos is later on. That can't be because you feel worse right after the misa. That's the pashtus in the Ramban. That means l'cha'ora that in Rav Soloveitchik world, you know, there is the mitzvah and the kiyum, right? And there's the maisa ha-mitzvah of avelos, which is that you sit down on the ground, etc., etc. And then there's the kiyum, which is a kiyum belave. Which of these two is the trigger? So l'cha'ora, the Ramban holds that the ikar of avelos is the feeling. Consequently, there has to be a din of avelos b'shas misa, and there's no aninus l'chud and avelos l'chud, as opposed to the Rambam, who perhaps is going to tell me that the dinim of avelos don't set in b'shas aninus, because avelos and aninus are different in the sense of whether there's a maisa, a kiyum, etc., and the maisa, whether there's a maisa, and the maisa is more fundamental than the kiyum. Again, I haven't fully developed this thought, but it seems to me like it's a possibility. So the pashtus is that the Rambam and the Ramban are cholkim as to whether the dinim of avelos set in b'shas aninus or not. Now, this is relevant for many issues. There's a famous machlekes that the Stechemer quotes, and it's in the Shiurei Harav, pages 22-23, between the Netziv and his brother-in-law, Reb Rafael Shapiro. They disagree about the following case. Let's say you get a telegram. Remember last night I went to hear a Yom Ha'atzmaut drasha from Rabbi J.J. Schachter. So he quoted a source about Kibalti Mivrak or Mavrek, whatever it is. And he asked, okay, does anyone know what this is? He's like, it's a telegram. Does anyone know what a telegram is? Right? So if you get a telegram, you hear that a relative was nifter, and you're not going to go at all to the kavura, nothing. You're done. So does avelos set in at that moment? Right, that shayla l'cha'ora depends on the machlokas Rambam and Ramban. One could argue that according to the Rambam, ken etzayin that there is a din of avelos before the kavura. You hear that your relative died in shnipashok, right? The kavura is not going to be for 2 days. Or 1 day, or whatever. Do you start avelos now? How can I start avelos before the kavura? Right? For the Rambam, it's not possible. But for the Ramban, that fundamentally there's a din of avelos b'shas misa. There is just kulas of wearing shoes, etc. So memela, you could be maskal avelos b'shas misa. Right? That l'cha'ora is one issue that's relevant. Yeah.
Why would the Ramban specifically need Shiva after the burial if you're already starting it once the moment?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question. In other words, you already started some of the dinim of Avelos, but you didn't start all of them. Alternatively, there's a din, the Chazar Metakein, Zayin Yimei Avelos, Keneged Zayin Yimei Mishteh, and those dinim set in Bishas Kavura, but there's also an element of Avelos on Bishas Misa. If I, Firzach, if I do complete Avelos, in other words, I don't have the dinim of Aninos at all, so it begins Bishas Misa. When I have the dinim of Aninos, so din is that Avelos only begins Bishas Stimas Hagolol. You're raising a nice question, but the Ramban obviously holds that the Avelos of Aninos is not enough to be a kiyum of the Zayin Yimei Avelos, which Chazal Metakein, Moshe Rabbeinu's Metakein, Kenega Zayin Yimei Mishta. That's point one. There is a machlekes in the Badei HaShulchan Sif Katan Beis about whether there's a chiyuv to tell somebody to be noheg the dinim of aninos. Now, obviously, if you need the person to be involved in the kvuras hames, so then, of course, you got to tell the person. But let's say there are other people going to be Osik in the Kfiras HaMeis, like the case that we spoke about yesterday in the Rabbi Nutan. Other people can be Osik in the Kfiras HaMeis. You have to tell the person. By Avelos, we paskin. By Avelos, we paskin that there's no chiyuv to tell the person. But the Shaila is, what about by Aninos? So the Birkei Yosef has a Lashon. The Birkei Yosef writes that Aninos l'chod and Avelos l'chod. Right, that is exactly Rambam language. Right? Aninos is different than Avelos. Again, it's another application of this idea. So one mahalach in the Ramban is that the Ramban says that the dinim of Avelos are maschil the moment Misa sets in. That's one mahalach in the Ramban, and the kula of Ni'ilas HaSandal is a kula only because you're being osek b'tzarchei hameis. Hi, sir.
Rebbe is not trying to claim that every difference.
Slowly.
Rebbe is trying to claim that every possible difference in Ni'ilas and Avelos will be subject to this machlokes from Ramban and Rambam. I mean, the Ramban doesn't say that there's no such thing as Aninos. He just says that Avelos is chal.
Avelos is chal, but I have certain kulas called Ni'ilas HaSandal, etc. And those kulas are only to be Isaac B'Tzarchei Hameis.
You can still hold of Avelos L'chod, Aninos L'chod. But there are differences in Shas that aren't explained by him. He still thinks it's a separate thing. He just says that the concept of Avelos is chal even before the kula.
That means that Aninos L'chod and Avelos L'chod is not true. That means that this man of Aninos is also his man of Avelos. Right? The
concept of Aninos is different. There are differences in Aninos and Avelos outside of the
again, there's other dinim, the Bayaninos of places and Isra to be Mekayim mitzvahs, the other dinim like that, but the Isuri Avelos also apply.
Correct.
Right? So as opposed to Rambam, who says that Isuri Avelos do not apply at all.
I'm in 100% agreement on that fact. It doesn't mean that I don't think that means every difference of Aninos and Avelos subject to this Machlokas.
Maybe. I mean, like. Again, what I'm doing is I'm presenting, this is the standard approach, Machlekes Rambam and Ramban. Let's just go a little bit further. There's a Machlekes in the Gemara about whether there's an Isser of Tashmish Hamita or not, Bishas Aninos. Right? There's a Machlekes in the Gemara if it's, let's say, Shabbos, when you should be an Onein, but the Dinim of Aninos are suspended on Shabbos. Is there a heter of Tashmish Hamita or an Isser of Tashmish Hamita at that time? The Rosh writes that, this is Machlokes Tanna Kamma, Rav Gamliel. The Rosh writes that we pass in like the Tanna Kamma because lo shayach kan halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avil. You can't apply the rule, the halacha kedivrei hamekel, which should tell me to pass like Rabbi Gamliel, the Tashmish Hamita is mutter, zok the Rosh, akati lo chal olav avelos. That's his lashon. There's no avelos yet. The chen kasav harambam. Right? The hector is because there is no avelos yet. Right? That's mamish Rambam speak. The Ramban is bothered by this kasha also, right? How come we pass? Well, the Ramban with Ha'ira, one second, is going to say that there's an Isser of Tashmish Hamita because there's an Isser of Tashmish Hamita at that time.
The Hanan's Ramban is tomorrow, there's a different Tanakh who says otherwise.
So there's a Mechalikas Hatanayim, and I paskin that there is an Isser of
Tashmish. You think the Ramban thinks the Machlokes in him and the Rambam is Machlokes Tanayim?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, wouldn't you?
Why not? I think it's certainly possible. Again, the Ramban himself has a different Lashon. Ramban himself has a mm-hmm. have to. We have to find the Ramban has a different lashon. I just don't remember exactly what it is, but it's all the shitasa. In other words, the Rambam could answer that avelos luchod and aninos luchod, and that's why we paskin that we don't say halacha kedivrei amekel, but avel. But for the Ramban, that can't be true. There is a different nusach in the Ramban that is found on page Reshut Beis in the Ramban. The Ramban writes that the reason why Ne'ilas HaSandal is okay for an owning, the reason why Ne'ilas HaSandal is okay for an owning is because the Ramban says that the real dinim of Avelos is not to have simcha. The dinim of to be mitzair yourself are not the real dinim of avelos. Right? There's a difference between not having simcha and being mitzair yourself. The Ramban says that even if you hold that avelos is doiraisa, the avelos doiraisa only means not to do idunim. Ne'ilas hasandol is more than not doing idunim. Ne'ilas hasandol is to be mitzair yourself. Because it's a din to be mitzair yourself, so memela, that's why there is no din of ne'ilas hasandol by an oinein. By an oinein, we only apply the dinim of chisaron simcha. Tefillin is called pe'er, so it's like the equivalent of simcha. But to be mitzair yourself, that's not required. That's found in the Ramban on page 212. The Vilna Gaon in Sif Katan Yud Ches has a slightly different nusach. The Vilna Gaon writes that there's a difference between Sheva Al Ta'aseh and Kum Ve'aseh, right? Meaning there are dinim like Ne'ilas HaSandal where there's a Kum Esay to remove your sandal, to remove your shoes. There's a din of Kfiyas Hamita. There's a Kum Esay to remove it. The dinim of Avelos that are B'Sheva Al Ta'aseh, that applies. The dinim which have a Kum Esay don't apply. That's the way the Gaon in Os Yud Ches understands that same line in the Ramban. In other words, you could read that line in the Ramban on page 212 as if he's distinguishing between Idunim and Sa'ar. The Gaon reads it as a distinction between Kum Esay and Sheva Al Ta'aseh, which is basically along the same, it's along the same lines. Okay. Yesh Lachkardo is Ne'ilas HaSandal Kum Esay. Right? Ne'ilas HaSandal, to say that it means dafka, the two a mitzvah for removing your shoe, right? It's a little unusual, it's a little strange, but that's the way the Gaon seems to be saying it. Oh. So ad kan the pashtus in the machlokes Rambam and Ramban. However, in the Sefer Emek Bracha on page 135, and in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, the Divrei Yecheskel was the Rosh Hashiva in Slabotka, of Yecheskel Bornstein. So in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, Simin Yud Zayin Osvov, they have the same idea. They're bothered by Akasha Azoy. You know, there's Machloikas, whether Avelos Yom Rishon is Doiraisa or Drabonon. Machloikas is Avelos Yom Rishon Din Doiraisa or Din Drabonon. If it's a Din Doiraisa, so the source of the Din Doiraisa is just like there's an iser of eating kachim, the classical din of aninus. V'achalti chatos hayom hayita b'nei Hashem. So just like there's a din of achilas kachim, memela we are learning the iser of avelos from there. Even though the Isser of Achilas Kachim applies Bein Lifnei Kavura, Bein La'achar Kavura, but that tells me that there's a din of Isurim Avelos, Min HaTaira, at some point. And the fact that Avelos Yom Rishon is Doiraisa is a modification of that din, Min HaTaira. That's what the Gaon write. Avelos Yom Rishon is Doiraisa is learned from the classic din of Animus. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Avel as well. Aleph Aleph. So how could it be that the Rambam is really saying that Avelos and Animus are two totally different concepts? If the whole Mikor of Avelos d'Oraisa is from Animus, the whole Mikor of Avelos d'Oraisa is from that other type of aninus, the type of aninus that sets in b'shas, it sets in b'shas misa. But how can you say that aninus and avelos are two totally different things if l'maisa I'm learning avelos from aninus? That's the kasha of the Divrei Yechezkel and the Emek Bracha. So shnei nevi misnabim b'signon echad. They want to say that the pshat in the Rambam is that fundamentally Avelos begins b'shas misa. You can't say Avelos begins b'shas kfura. Avelos begins b'shas misa. But an onen can't do mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs that you have is a mitzvah of Avelos. So the onen can't do the mitzvah of Avelos b'shas aninos because it's usher to do mitzvahs. So therefore, says the Divrei Yechezkel and Emek Bracha, right? I know the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds fundamentally Avelos begins b'shas misa, but I have mitzvahs. I can't be mekayim mitzvahs as an einin. Now, l'cha ora, this is an interesting question. Because as we spoke about yesterday, normative Judaism is an onen can't be mekayim mitzvahs, but is usher to be in violation of averos. Well, how do I look at the dinim of averos? Right, ne'ilas sandal, tashmish hamita. Is the pshat that there's a mitzvah of averos, right, or is the pshat that there are specific isurim that fall into place? Zok the emek bracha. That in his opinion, all of the Isurim are fundamentally a mitzvah. This is something that we spoke about yesterday a little bit, no? That sometimes you can have something which is an Isser, which is there to be Mekayim a mitzvah. That's what we spoke about, like by the lav of Tztokah. Right, the lav is to be Mekayim the essay. Zok the Emek Bracha. On the fundamental level, by page 135 in Emek Bracha, on the fundamental level, even the Isurei Avelos or all mitzvahs. That's already an interesting idea to think about. Right? The Emek Bracha and the Divrei Yechezkel are both saying a Yesod, that the Rambam and the Ramban are maskim, that the Chalos of Avelos is Shas Misa. That's the Emek Bracha and the Divrei Yechezkel is Yesod. It's a beautiful yisod. But l'chora, and I asked Rav Shechter this morning, I was not as old, they spent 15 minutes in the Beis Medrash today. And of those 15 minutes, I spent like 5 of them speaking to Rav Shechter. So like, it's awesome. So Rav Shechter, I asked Rav Shechter, if the Divrei Yechezkel and the Emek Bracha are correct, so then I can't ever have a gap between Aninus and Avelos. No, there can't be a no man's land. If the dinim are, the dinim of Avelos are chal, b'shas misa. However, I can't do mitzvahs. So therefore, I have, right? Therefore, because I can't do mitzvahs, I can't do the mitzvah of Avelos either. So then, l'cha'ayra, you can never have a time that you're nishtan one, nishtan avel, because one or the other has to be true. And I know that there are times when I'm nishtan one, nishtan avel. I have a case of someone who's mace bitfisa. No? Someone dies in prison. So what do you do in that case? Someone dies in prison. So the din is, you can't get the guy out of prison. Assuming, again, the way the Shach understands the halacha, if you can't get the guy out of prison because that's the law, the government won't release him from prison. So then there's no aninus at all, because you can't be osek in the tzarech, in the tzrachim of the kfura. If, however, the guy is meis betfisa and he's in prison just because of debt, right? There used to be a thing called debtor's prison, right? The whole continent of Australia was zochah to be a debtor's prison. So if you are in prison because of debt, so then the assumption is that you can buy yourself out, theoretically. You just need enough money. So memela aninus can be chal because you taka osek in the mace trying to get the mace out. But if the law is that you can't get the mace out, so then nothing to do. What happens in those cases? In those cases, what happens is there's no aninus and there is still no avelos, no? You're in this no man's land for a while. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in, where is it? Sif Dalet, right? A mace bitfisa, right? You have this no man's land. We also have a case in the Shulchan, in the Pisri Tshuva. The Pisri Tshuva writes, I have to find it. The Pisri Tshuva writes that you finish the dinim of aninus when you cover the coffin with dirt. But the dinim of avelos don't start until stimas hagolol. Stimas hagolol is that you fill in the entire grave. And you even like make a mound on the top, no? But the dinim of aninos stop, l'cha'era, like the Pesach Tshuva writes, right when you cover the mace. The Shechter told me this morning he doesn't think it means right when you cover the mace. He thinks it means once you're mekayim the ikar hadin of the mitzvah of kavura, which means you have gimel tfachim of afar on the coffin. But that's a long way. There's a big distance between gimel tfachim. Gimel tfachim is what, 10 inches? And the full grave is, as we say, 6 feet under, right? So there's a lot of space over there, right? Do the math yourselves. But, right, 5 feet, 2 inches. But here's the thing. How can you have this in-between space? So it's takashver. It's very difficult to say this mahalach of the Emek Brecha and the Devrei Yechezkel, because it's very hard to understand how can you have an in-between time if you hold that fundamentally everyone agrees that aninos, that avelos begins b'shas misa. Now, this kasha l'cha'era is true, though, the way we paskin also. Because I paskin like the Ramban. If you look in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Hei, the Mechaber only speaks about Ne'ilas HaSandol Atifas HaRosh Kviyas HaMita. The Ramah adds, Yesh Omrim that Yasu Nechitza Sicha and Simcha. One could learn that the Machlokas Mechaber Ramah is, do you paskin like the Rambam or the Ramban? And the Ramah paskins like the Ramban, and the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan learns. But the Pisrei Tshuva Oschaf Beis or something says that the Chassam Sefer Oschaf Gimel, Pisrei Tshuva Oschaf Gimel says that the Chassam Sefer points out there's no machlokes between the Mechaber Ramah and everybody holds like the Ramban. That means everybody holds that the Surim of Avelos are maskal b'shas misa, right? Like the Ramban. If everything is maskal b'shas misa, so then it still is a little bit hard to have this in-between land when you are not an Einain and not an Avail, right? Yeah, speak to me.
I don't know. Who said that the only way to go in the Ramban is at the Emek Bracha? It's a very feasible that the concept isn't that Avelos is Chal from the Shas Hamita. There are two different things, Aninos and Avelos, and it happens to be
Again, the Ramban himself writes on page 73 that the Iker Aninos or the Iker Avelos is belave, right. So therefore Avelos begins B'shas Misa. He says it can't be, right? Acharisa ki yomar, it can't be that there is more dinam of avelos later on. So it has to be that you're usher and rechitan and sicha bishas misa also, that the dinam of avelos are maskil. So if that's the case, how could I say if you have like this 2 week or this 3 week period, the guy's mes betfisa, how could you say that you're neither an one nor an avel, that you have like this in between time? I actually once got a shayla. There was a woman in my shul, Sarah Rieger. Sarah Rieger is a granddaughter of Reb Simcha Zelig, who was the Dayan in Drisk. Sarah Rieger had a brother, Simcha Zelig Rieger. Simcha Zelig Rieger died in the country of Palau, in the island of Palau. Now, here's the problem. What was he doing in Palau? I don't know. He died in Palau. Here's the problem. There's like all these international laws that when you die, like they don't let you transfer bodies. And there's no Beis HaKvaris in Palau and stuff like that. It was like really difficult. So Dr. Rieger's like, I'm upset with my brother. How come he went to Palau and he like didn't take his medication with him and he died or something? I'm not getting involved. Let the other brother take care. I am done. He had no children. So I told her you could begin Shiva right now. She finished Shiva like 2 weeks before the Kira, no? Because, right? If you hold that Avelos is Maslo Bishas Misa, and you're not going to be involved, it's like the Machlokes Reb Rafael Shapiro and the Nitziv. If you pass an Avelos is Maslo Bishas Misa, so then do your Avelos. Now I'm done. There are many dinim, by the way, of Aninus. If you look in the Geshar Chayim, Chelak Aleph Perek Yotes, he goes through all the dinim. There's much more to say. I just feel bad that I have a meeting, but I want to make one ha'ara about Yom Ha'atzma'ut, so we will just pause.
Off the record.